This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Interesting things, good news, interesting news. I need it. So let's get into it and see what we've curated for today. Let's hit the headlines. Okay, perfect. It is time for Drew's News, your daily chew on the old good news jerky. And with me at the desk is my little Slim Jim, Rossi Ross Matthews.
That's right. Snip your Slim Jim. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Remember that campaign?
Oh, yes.
Step into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Was that Hulk Hogan?
No, that was Randy Savage. Is that, did I make that name up? No, it was, what was his name? Macho Man Randy Savage, yeah.
Macho Man.
Yeah, he stole my name, Randy Savage. Give it back. I'm the only macho man in this town.
Well, today, we want you to get out that pen and paper and take some notes, because guess what we have today,
Rossi?
Oh, my
God, my favorite. It's a pop quiz! Yes. Everyone, take out your pens, make some notes, because at the end of the show, one member of our studio audience is going to play to win. We're going to ask three questions about today's show, and if they get them all right, they'll win a special prize. So I'm looking at all of you,
That's
all right?
Right.
Stay tuned
we
for that.
We love games and prizes.
We love it.
First, I want to kick it off with something that really spoke to me. It is People Magazine's People of the Year. They've got four special covers celebrating the transformative work of, we have music legend and philanthropist Dolly Parton.
Oh my gosh, right, come on.
Actress and outspoken force for change, Sandra Oh.
Gorge, amazing.
Olympian and mental health advocate, changer of the world, changer of the game, Simone Biles, and representing America's heroic teachers, National of the Year is Juliana Urtubey.
Teacher of the Year. This is amazing, right?
I literally went on Dan Wakeford, who is the editor-in-chief of People Magazine's Instagram, and just wrote, thank you for this. Thank you for choosing these people and putting these big quotes on the magazines. It's impactful. It's intelligent, joyful, inspiring, educational, and just all things good.
Yes, and they have all done such great work all year long. I mean,
yes.
Look at Dolly. She's 160 million books she's given to her Imagination Library for kids, donating $1 million for COVID vaccine. She's done, and then, you know, teachers. Can we talk about teachers for a second? My Wellington, my fiance, is an educator. And what they've been through during this pandemic is unbelievable, showing up day after day, reinventing how we teach our kids.
That's right.
So People Magazine, thank you for celebrating teachers. Thank you for doing that.
When we go to the newsstands, this is what I want to see. Thank you, People Magazine.
Absolutely. Well, next we've got a report from Rover, the pet sitting app used by millions of pet owners. They dug into their database to analyze the most popular pet names of the year. Well, CNN Entertainment reports the very tippity-top names of the year are Bella and Max. Cute, cute. Well, they also looked at trending names overall, and it got a little interesting here. COVID-inspired names are up, like Fauci. And how about this? Zoom. Come on, Zoom. Come on. And how about tech names? Tech names are a thing too. People naming their dogs Amazon, Google, Siri. Can you imagine what you get delivered from Amazon if you were like, Alexa, bad dog. Alexa, did you go on the rug? And French names are on the rise for some reason. Dior, caviar, Dijon, and baguette. Come on, little baguette.
Oh, I like baguette.
Baguette. Oh, and celebrity names too. You know what the biggest one for celeb names is?
What?
People are naming their dogs Britney. Because she's unleashed.
This irritates me.
What?
It does. I don't know why. It just does. Why? Why would you want more of that tech ubiquity in your life?
I know.
Amazon? You've got to be kidding me.
Can you?
Google? Alexa? No.
Can you imagine you're in the park and some guy's just like, Grindr, get back here.
My pet names, I'm realizing, are so normal and tame. I have Lucy and Douglas, the dogs.
Yes. Oh.
And then Lucky and Peach are the cats' names, named by my daughters, Olive and Frankie. Yeah, we're real tame in our house, apparently.
Well, you know, I have three dogs.
Named?
Named is Audrey, after Audrey Hepburn, because she's a natural beauty, and I don't even have to put makeup on her. Look, she's just gorgeous. The middle one is Selena, because she's voluptuous and sexy. And then the furthest back, I adopted him at 12 years old, and he looked like my great-grandpa Earl, so I named him Pa Earl after him.
They're sensible. Don't name your dog Google.
Please, come on.
Or do it and live your bliss. All right, next, we've got a real heart warmer. It's just one of those fun facts that develops into something really lovely. It's from Tank's Good News, and it's about a special 20-year friendship that started by accident. It all started when Gladys Hankerson, who was around 60 at the time, called the wrong number when she was trying to reach her sister. And instead, she got a man in his 20s named Mike Moffitt. Listen, it was just one of those mistakes. And they got to talking, and she actually had lost her son.
Oh.
And they started a friendship. And they were talking every few weeks for 20 years. And this Thanksgiving, Mike, now 46, surprised Gladys, now 80, in person.
Oh, come on.
And she called it the happiest Thanksgiving ever.
Oh. I know.
I love this so much. I really do. This really speaks to me.
Oh, I know. Can I tell you something? I answer every phone number. When it's like a number you don't know, I call it phone roulette, and I'm always picking up just because I'm hoping it's like an 80-year-old woman out there. Call me. Call me, please. This is my fantasy.
This is what I romantically look, and I have all old-school telephones in my house. I love a landline.
So like a big button? Like a is it?
Oh, I have like the large button in the kitchen.
Does it hang on the wall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh, with the cord.
Do you have a time machine so you can go back and use it?
I wish I did, Rossi. But every time I look at that phone, I think about what was possible with the telephone. Oh. But Gladys and Mike, you show me all of my dreams are possible.
Yeah, it's a reminder there is such humanity out there.
Okay, Ross, your story.
Well, you know, if you've been watching all week, it's Cookie Week.
Cookie Week!
And we... Drew's been force-feeding me cookies all week long.
That's
and
what I do.
Maybe you've been inspired to bake. Well, we've got a hot tip for you. And if you don't have like a professional baker's rolling pin in the house, well, Kate Hudson has a festive fall solution for you. I saw this. Apartment Therapy reports. She posted a video to Instagram. She's working her pie dough with a gourd.
Huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So she apparently didn't have a roller pin, but she did have a squash. And see if we can squash our dough. We have some right here.
I'm into this.
Okay.
I'm here for this.
Watch. See if it works.
It totally works.
You guys, oh my gourd, it works.
Yeah. Thank you, Kate Hudson. This is awesome. I love this. You know what? We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and I'm going to keep on a rolling until we come right back.
I'm on a roll over here.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Truth News, you know, it's gift-giving season, and you know who's working their tails off to make your holiday dreams come true? Our nation's delivery workers. Mm-hmm. That's right. Drivers from Amazon, USPS, FedEx, UPS, we thank you. And Yahoo Life reports that it's a really good thing to say thanks by leaving a kind note or a little treat outside your door. Deliverers actually say that it gives them a little boost when people share water, a Gatorade, snacks, cocoa, hand warmers, a handwritten note, anything, especially when they're in the colder states.
Totally.
Another hot tip is to leave your porch lights on. Driver shifts are long and some of the deliveries are going after dark. So if you wanna be environmentally sensitive, maybe around midnight, I don't know, whatever. But I just think this was really good information.
Yeah, and you know, the world has changed. We're getting every Christmas gifts, everything we're ordering online, they've got to be delivered. And I'm a talker, you know, I like to say hi to them. So my gift to all of you is that I'm going to shut up, all right? When you come out, because I know you got places to go and things to do. So thank you.
Don't do that around here. I need you.
Oh, I'm not going to shut up around
don't
here, honey.
Don't you dare.
Well, you know, we are all in the holiday mood. Happy Hanukkah to everybody. And we hope you're celebrating with loved ones and latkes as far as the eye can see. But that's not all we have to celebrate. It's time for a segment we like to call, well, every day is a holiday. Yes, it is. We want to make sure you don't miss out on some of the lesser known holidays. And did you know today is a holiday?
Every day is a holiday.
Well, that's the whole point, right?
What's today, Rossi?
Today, this is true, is Make a Gift Day.
Oh.
Yeah, a day to celebrate a simpler tradition. Instead of buying something extravagant, you can just make something for someone you love. And so you know what I did, Drew?
What?
I made you something.
You did.
Robbie. What is your favorite food of all time?
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese, it is. Uh-huh. And what I have made for you is, are you ready for the unveiling? This is a macaroni and cheese frame. There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the raddest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. And it also makes me, I just want to lick it. The frame.
Yeah, well, I have burns from the glue gun on my hands, so thank you so much. You're welcome.
This is incredible.
Not bad, right?
If you ever really did produce this, I feel like people would buy this.
That frame?
Yes! This is amazing.
Well,
you know how much joy this is going to give me in my life? I mean,
where are you going to put it? Like bedroom, living room? Where?
I was going to put it here.
Okay.
Like, or yeah, I was going to put it upstairs because we spend as much time here as we do at home.
Oh, that's true.
Oh my God.
I like
God.
It right there,
oh,
I think.
Oh, Rossi, I love this so. That is the most thoughtful gift.
Well,
I did get a little something for you too.
No, you did not. What is this?
I don't think it touches yours.
Hold on.
It is good. I like it, but this is...
No. Do you know this is exactly what I wanted? She gave me a pass. Look, tickets. A pass on eating one food item at the Drew's News Desk. Oh, I can, if you look at this one, I can wear sweatpants to work day. How about that?
Which I don't know if you're going to be into.
I'll give that one to you.
Yeah.
This one is... Drew gives Ross a 5-minute massage. This is, I didn't even know this is possible, you guys. I'm sorry. This is, prayers are answered, okay? Drew watches an episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
I know it's your favorite. And you know I've never seen a second of it.
Drew, I could cry. You really know me.
I do.
Really,
I do.
It's exactly
so well.
What I wanted.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to do it, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, Rossi.
Oh, there's so many in here. Oh, thank you so much.
I will say that made gifts are some of the best gifts, for sure. It's just that one treasure that there's one of a kind, and it was made just for you by someone else. So... I say go for it. This is a great day to celebrate.
I think so, too. Thank you.
All right, and we'll be right back. I mean, talk this.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That I just discovered.
You do? Welcome back. Our first guest is a talented actor who I'm having so much fun talking to you. You're right here. And I mean, we've all been on this journey with you, Cal, from Harold and Kumar, go to White Castle, and eventually you went to the White House. And now you have this incredible new memoir. You can't be serious. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cal Penn.
Thank you. Thanks, Drew. Thanks, everybody.
I like how disarming you are right out of the gate. Like, I can just speak to you. Like, we know each other. We have Lily Singh in common.
We do. She's wonderful.
I love
her. We just talked about how much we love you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love her so much.
She's great. You're both great.
You have so many incredible chapters in this book about things that I did not know about you. I want to talk about your engagement.
Yeah.
Your time in the White House. And you had a guidance counselor.
I had a guidance counselor. This is where the title came from. I had a guidance counselor who, when I was 16 years old, you know, they sit you down and they tell you, they ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I said, I'd really like to be an actor and a filmmaker. And then on the side, at some point, I'd like to do something in public service. And she laughed at me and she says, well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Which I sort of thought was super weird. That's your guidance counselor advice to a 16-year-old?
Not inspiring.
Like, did you not watch Sesame Street, Hopes and Dreams, and All Things Are Possible?
Totally.
And Let's All Be Together?
Well, guess what? You made it a reality. Okay,
you.
So your time in the White House,
yeah.
One of my favorite stories is, tell me about your moment on Air Force One and the thing that you got to do when you were on it.
So the they're wonderful things about working in the White House. And as I was a junior staffer, mid-level staffer, depending on how you kind of looked at it. And every so often, there's a little perk. Like in one case, I was putting together an event for President Obama. He was meeting with young Republicans, young Democrats, and young independents in Boston.
Good, as
it, great.
Should be.
It was a great, great conversation. And on the way out, you know, I was, when you're a staffer, you go early, you put the event together, mm-hmm. and then the boss comes in and leaves, and then you go later on, take the train back to D.C. or whatever. And they said, hey, we've got an extra seat on the plane. Do you want to come?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, on the plane?
Yeah.
On Air Force One, the plane? Yes, I would like to take that opportunity, please. So you go in the motorcade, you get on the plane. Each seat has a phone. And
really?
Obviously that's for official business. But one of the perks, I guess, over the years is that, you know, you can make one quick, discreet phone call to somebody you love in your personal life, just because it's kind of cool to say that you're calling from Air Force One.
And so, do you just pick up the phone? Do you have to, like, slide a credit card?
You pick up the phone. This is a good
question.
What
happens?
Thankfully, you don't have to slide a credit card. You pick up the phone and there's an operator, and the operator, you tell the operator the number you're calling and the person you're calling, and they connect the call. And when they connect the call, they call the person you're calling and they say, hello, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, you have a call from Air Force One.
Ah!
Please hold.
That's so cool!
Right? It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that is a perfect transition to your hot mess holiday,
yes.
which I'm so into from the title. Tell us about it.
So this is a movie called Hot Mess Holiday for Comedy Central. It comes out on December 11th. And it's about these two women played by Serena Jindal and Melanie Chandra, two hilarious ladies from here in New York. And it's a diamond heist movie, but it's also a holiday movie about Diwali, the holiday that symbolizes light over darkness. So you have like a plot that's similar to Bridesmaids, if I may be so bold. And I kept pitching it in the room. I'm like, you know what? It has hints of Bridesmaids. There's a lot of Tiffany Haddish in there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, in what way? It's a Diwali movie about a diamond heist. I'm like, just trust me. They're so funny. And then, you know, they put together the trailer and we shot the thing and it came out.
And you're like,
so happy
see?
With it. It's really fun.
The title of this movie has all the feels for me. Hot Mess Holiday. It just sounds like a good ride. I want in. I'm excited to see it. I love Diwali. I'm excited to celebrate that through this film. And I'm glad that you are bringing this to us. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, in the world of David Sedaris, who helped us realize, you know, and great old films, like we can laugh through the holidays too, because they're triggering for some people.
Oh,
they
for
get
sure.
really heavy, lots of pressure. Comic relief and entertainment is so key and crucial at this time of year.
One of my favorite holiday movies is National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
The best!
Everything that can go wrong. Everything that can go wrong goes wrong in that movie, and there are elements of that in Hot Mess Holiday, and I have been trying to figure out how to explain it. You just put that into my head, by the way. I had forgotten that comparison, because so many things do go wrong in our own lives. There's stuff you're hanging out with your family or your chosen family or neither, and the thoughts you have during the holidays, especially if you're drinking a little, is very real, and so it's fun to bring that to life on screen.
I also am amazed at how you have come out into the world and inspired people, whether it's by being an actor or in public service, someone who's bringing representation, and now you are engaged to Josh.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
And it's the stories, it's the things that you have fought to tell. And you've brought other people along on that journey, and you have inspired people. In fact, we have two people right here in our audience who are huge fans of yours, and they wanted to say something to you. It's Raj and Priya. Raj, I'd love to start with you. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. I've been the Kumar to a few Heralds in the past.
Yes. And we love hearing that.
And, you know, it's congratulations on your book launch. I read it. It's amazing. As well as your engagement, and you definitely have inspired people. It's really important to have representation, and I actually came out to my parents 41 hours ago.
Oh, right on! Congratulations!
You did? Oh, my gosh!
Oh, that's awesome!
I'm not kidding! Look.
That's so great! Auntie and uncle, congratulations!
How did it go?
It went better than I ever expected. They were both, I wasn't surprised, they weren't surprised, because I did, you know, bring someone to my sister's wedding, so they kind of, you know, put two and two together. But they just said, you know what, we love you, we support you, and we're very proud of you. And, you know, also you should settle down soon.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. That's what I love about parents. Parents will always find a way to, you know, yeah.
I could have used some of that. Priya, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you so much, Cal. I've been a fan of yours since, like, American Daisy. You've been a South Asian diaspora icon for years. And just, you've inspired people, just as Drew said, by being who you are. And so, as a queer South Asian now, just to, like, welcome you publicly to our community is, like, you, to see that example is still so rare in our community of someone who's at peace with themselves and finds happiness in their own lives, you know, and comes out when they're ready publicly, but also just, like, has their life and together, you know, and, like, perseveres through all that you've been through. So thank you for everything that you do and everything
you are.
Oh,
thank you. This is so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you to both of you. You know, it's such an interesting thing. Josh and I have been together 11 years, and of course, we've, you know, he like my parents, have met all of our coworkers and friends, and there's no timeline on what to share or when to share. I actually was a bit naive in thinking that was the easiest chapter in this book to write about is the person that you're going to marry. All of the harder stuff is like, okay, how hard did you have to fight to get your foot in the door? What was it like working for the first black president? Like, those are all the meritous things. So I just have to say how wonderful it is to hear your stories, and thank you so much for sharing them.
Well, I'm very excited for your and Josh's nuptials pending. And just thank you, Cal, for everything that you've brought to the forefront with your life. Your parents must be so proud.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. They're watching now, so.
Oh, hello. Thank you. What an amazing job you've done. What an incredible son you have. Thank you, Raj and Priya. And thank you, Cal.
Thank you, Can't Be Serious
is out now. And be sure to watch his awesome film, Hot Mess Holiday, premiering Saturday, December 11th on Comedy Central. I'm there for that, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Cal.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We're celebrating Drew Gooders with a little surprise. Take a look.
Hi, my name is Steph Francis, and I'm the founder, executive director at Prodigy Ventures and Prodigy Coffee House.
Greetings from Denver, Colorado. This is Prodigy Coffee House. Welcome.
We are a craft coffee house apprenticeship for young adults who are disconnected from traditional school and work structures. They enter into a paid apprenticeship for 1 to 2 years, and they're studying the craft of coffee, but really they're building a foundation to be leaders in the city. And so we're really excited about how this model has potential to help rebuild the economy.
Hi, my name is Emilia from Denver, Colorado, here at Prodigy Coffee House. I am the current operations manager here, and I started as an apprentice in cohort 1. I was one of the first, so it's been an incredible journey. I just want to say to Steph, thank you for everything from the bottom of my heart. Everybody here appreciates you so much, and we are so blessed to have somebody like you in our lives.
We got presents!
Oh my gosh! Hey Drew, this is Steph. We love the gift that you sent. Thank you so much. The Drew Barrymore sweatshirt is being worn by Eugene, one of our apprentices, and we love our gift card. We're just so appreciative of this opportunity to be with you and to get to tell a little bit about our story at Prodigy.
To all the Drew Gooders out there, thank you!
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We've been baking up cookies all week because it's cookie week. That's right. Who doesn't want cookies? All right. But it's also Hanukkah. And we celebrate both at our house, Christmas and Hanukkah. And our next guest just made the Forbes 30 Under 30 for food and drink list. And he's teaching us a new cookie today. It's our dear friend of the show who's been here since the beginning. It's Eitan Bernath.
Hello. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
What's up, OG?
Yes, I'm thrilled to be here. And we're gonna make you one of my favorite Jewish cookies.
Well, my daughters are half Jewish. Your parents are here, by the way.
Yes.
Hi,
hello,
I'm so
parents.
Excited. I mean, Eitan, you and I have been here since the beginning of the show.
Yes, we always have fun.
And I was so impressed because you just got back from the White House.
I did. I spent the past 2 days there, two different events. I met President, Vice President. I attended the menorah lighting. It was like out of a movie. It was surreal.
It's cookie week. And you brought a very special recipe for us today. Eitan, take it away. Teach us.
Let's do it. We are making dark chocolate tahini rugelach. Now, chocolate tahini, it's one of my favorite combinations. It's kind of like chocolate and peanut butter, but like the Middle Eastern version.
Ooh.
So we have a beautiful dough over here. It's kind of like babka dough.
And if you want the recipe for this dough, it is on our website
at
thebarrymoreshow.com.
There we go. Now, we're going to take half our tahini and we're going to slather it on the bottom half of our dough, just like this. Now, tahini, you can kind of think of it almost as like a Middle Eastern peanut butter in terms of how you can use it in a lot of recipes. It has a nice nutty flavor, super kind of like floral, delicious, and it pairs very well with chocolate, which is convenient for this recipe. Do you like tahini?
I love tahini. It is a very wonderful chefy thing to use. It's great to have in your pantry.
Oh, 100%.
You described it with the nutty floral.
Oh,
what you
so
said
good.
Is perfect.
Now, we have some chocolate right over here. We're just going to do a nice, generous sprinkle over here. Are you a dark chocolate or milk chocolate person?
You know, I've become a dark chocolate person because it has so much more health benefits. And they say it's better for you. And I tend to eat the whole bar.
Mm.
So
we're gonna fold it over.
Fold it.
Just like that. And we're gonna do the exact same thing we did before. So just, you know, a little drizzle like that and spread this out. Amazing, yeah, give that a good sprinkle. Now we're gonna grab our beautiful pizza cutter.
It's a beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Eitan.
We are then going to now cut out ourselves some nice little triangles.
All right.
Just like that.
This I'm gonna follow you.
Here we go. You kind of can alternate each one.
Oh my gosh, Eitan, I'm doing it. I have to
do it.
Look
at you. Okay, we are now going to grab them and you're basically just gonna roll it up like a croissant. You're just gonna give that a nice roll, just like that. Tucking the little tail on the bottom. Place it onto our baking sheets, just like that.
Mine are very different than yours, Eitan.
You know.
Mine are like long and wingy.
You know what? It's okay. They'll be delicious anyways.
Okay, thank you,
Eitan.
That's
the best thing. So let's pop these in the oven. We are now going to bake these with a little bit of TV magic. We have fresh baked rugelach right here. There we go. It's hot. I learned the hard way. It is hot. It's a hot one.
Are you okay?
I'm good. Shall we give them a try?
Cheers.
Rugelach. To Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Chaim. Oh my God. Oh, Eitan.
Isn't that combination amazing?
Oh, Eitan, these are amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, no, they really are. You know, you started really shining on TikTok and your career has just been on an incredible trajectory.
Thank you.
What does that feel like as parents?
A little surreal.
Exciting.
We're not surprised that he's pursued this passion, just the level it's gone to. I've also had to do a lot of dishes.
Yeah, a lot of dishes.
So we should support our kids and their passion.
100%.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
It's true.
Well, I'm lucky enough to know that you just announced you have a cookbook. It's your first cookbook.
My debut cookbook, Eitan Eats the World, is now available for pre-order everywhere books are sold and on EitanEatsTheWorld.com. Drew was kind enough to write a little blurb for the book. You got a little free copy before the world gets to see it. And I'm just super excited to share these recipes. You know, this was really a passion project of mine.
And we are in a really interesting crux of the new frontier. And you are an embodiment of how to bring the old and the new perfectly together, Eitan.
Thank you.
I couldn't love you more. Thank you, Eitan. Visit our website to try this recipe at home and his new cookbook, Eitan Eats the World, comes out in the spring of 2022. But you can pre-order it right now. Get on it. We'll be right back.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Our next guest is the stylish and witty Mark St. James from Ugly Betty, and his new movie is so good, Single All the Way, is sure to put you all in the holiday mood. Take a look.
What's tomorrow?
Well, he's going on a date.
What? Like from Grindr?
No.
Oh my God.
No, like from Mom.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want to tell everybody. I thought you'd ruin it. He might not get on the plane.
Thank you so much. Okay.
I think they should be together.
Yeah, same. Okay. Let's discuss that later.
Okay, can we please stop clapping for the relationship you've decided I'm in with a person that I have not even met yet? Okay, you're all gonna jinx it.
That's it. Please welcome my friend, Michael Urie.
Hey, everybody. Hi, y'all. Hi,
You look so handsome,
thank
Michael.
You, thank you. You look so beautiful. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
So nice.
Now,
to be
I
here.
Can't wait to talk about your holiday movie. But first, I want to attack Ugly Betty.
Okay.
Because is it true you were supposed to be in like the pilot and then you had a thing with Vanessa Williams? Tell me, what happened?
Yes. Well, not a thing, but yes.
That's true.
But I was a co-star in the pilot. And if you don't know what a co-star is, if you watch Law and Order, the murder suspect is a guest star. And the person who says, he went that away is a co-star. I was a co-star. And Vanessa Williams was really great. I played her assistant. And I had this idea that everything she did physically, I would mimic behind her physically.
Okay, what gave you that idea?
I don't remember. You know, it wasn't a lot of, yeah.
Oh my God,
that's
it's so great.
Wow, that's exactly it.
What's the origin story?
I think, you know, he was a sycophant. They described him. I mean, literally the only description of this guy was bitchy gay assistant. That's how he was. And I was like, that's me. I can do that. And I said, this is a guy, you know, he works in a fashion magazine. He's the assistant to the creative director of a giant fashion magazine, sort of like an Anna Wintour type character. Mm-hmm. He's a professional. He's gotten where he is by being great at what he does. And part of that is probably making sure his boss is happy, and his way of making sure his boss is happy is to be like her all the time and do what she does. And so I had this thing I was doing. I was like, you know, if, as she sat, I would sit the same way, or as she would gasp, I would gasp. And she didn't know I was doing it. She had no idea, because I was behind her. And someone tattled on me. Someone took her aside and said, you know what that queen's doing behind you? He is mimicking everything you do. And she said, really? And she walked right over to me and said, I hear you're doing me behind me. What else can I do that you can do? And she engaged me. She said, give me ideas, and then I'll do that, and you can do it. And suddenly, we're collaborating. Mm-hmm. I'm telling her, what if you did that? She's doing that.
I love this.
Amazing.
I love this.
And then she reciprocated. And because we had this great chemistry and she included me and suddenly we were collaborating, by the end of the week, they put me in the cast photo and I was in every episode. I was a series regular.
And to me, that shows that tenacity, scrappiness, and cleverness wins.
Yeah.
So thank good you. For you. Yeah. Now you're working with another icon, Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh my God.
In Single All the Way. Give it to me. Give me a fly on the wall moment with that amazing actress. Oh. I mean, come on.
Look at that.
She's everything.
Well, she is everything you want her to be.
Good. I love her.
I mean, she is delightful to be around. She's very funny. She'll try something and then they'll call cut and she'll just start laughing.
Now, your character on this gets set up on a blind date.
By his mother.
And your mother and father met on a blind date?
My real mother and father met on a blind date. They were set up by friends, and we just celebrated their 50th anniversary.
What? Oh, my God, I love this so much. Oh, come on.
And it worked out.
How did you meet your partner?
Okay. So my partner and I have been together for 13 years, and we also met on a blind date.
That is so crazy. Don't you think that's crazy?
And we also had a similar, like when he was first, like I saw him at a party and I was like, hey, what about that guy? And my friend, our mutual friend was like, I'm setting you guys up.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's obviously
is that a
straight.
Blind date or technically?
Technically, he was blind. It's like a legally blind date.
Right.
I'd seen him, he hadn't seen me. So this was around the same time Ugly Betty was first starting. It hadn't quite been on the air yet, I think. And so Ryan was like, well, let me look this guy up. And he Googled me and saw a picture of me in character on Ugly Betty looking completely ridiculous, wearing some crazy purple getup with insane hair. And he was like, what? You're not going out with this weird clown? And it didn't happen. For 2 years, I chased this guy. And then finally, he decided to go on a date with me. There are other elements that I'm leaving out to make myself look better. But basically, that's how it happened.
Okay, well, I'm in for it. Now, okay, Single All the Way, again, a title. How is that?
I know.
How?
I know. Chad Hodge, our writer, came up with this title, and how has it not? There are a billion, literally 1 billion Christmas movies, and they've never done Single All the Way.
And this is Netflix's first gay holiday film.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Crazy. It's crazy to think about that.
I think that the sort of iconic, you know, title fits the bill for being a breakthrough.
It is a delightful, funny, very romantic, and extremely sweet movie. And I'm so proud that this is the movie that that Netflix is first putting out there as a gay holiday rom-com.
The first. Well, we actually. We found a review of the movie.
Oh my gosh, what, already?
I know. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
There is a very special film critic who actually wants to tell you what they thought of it. Take it away, take a look.
Hey, Michael Urie, congratulations on Single All the Way. You are starring in a rom-com, and of course, no one does it better than you. Comedy, heart, and bring in the sexy. You know you do. I miss you so much. I love you so much. Our days at Ugly Betty, miss them so. But time moves on and you keep moving with all your progress. So congratulations and all the best. Happy holidays.
Come on. I mean, that actually got me choked up. Drew, she's the greatest. She's one of the greatest people I've ever worked with. And that's really sweet. That means a lot to me. Thank you for, thanks, Vanessa. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for all the good cheer, funny, comedy heart, and all that you bring to the small and big screen and all that you do on Broadway. Just everything that you do, Michael Urie, I'm such a fan. And thank you so much for coming on this show. And
my
we can't
pleasure.
Wait to celebrate Single All the Way, which is streaming now on Netflix. And I just love you, so.
Oh, thank you.
This is what we need this holiday season. All right, Michael Urie, I love you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Time it is, Rossi.
Our favorite. It's time for
Pop Quiz!
Okay. Where is Samantha Cashman? Okay, okay. Samantha, right over here. Come over. Come on.
Samantha riding up in a gorgeous boot and a purple flare that we're both feeling. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited too, thank
you. Good. And your last name is Cashman?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna win. All right.
Samantha, you can take your mask down. Okay, if you answer these three questions correctly about today's show, you're gonna win a special prize. Samantha, are you ready?
All right. Okay.
What did Ross gift me for Make a Gift Day?
A macaroni and cheese fixture frame.
That's it. That's it. Okay. That's right. Second question. How did Michael Urie's parents meet?
Blind date.
Blind date is right. You were paying attention.
And the final question is, what is the name of Cal Penn's new memoir?
But you can't be serious.
Yes! Yeah! Yeah! You have won an electric bike and scooter package from GoTrax valued at $4,000.
Well done.
There it is.
I can share it with my kids. Really quick, Maura, Lynn, Kara, and Kenny.
Aww.
But there's stuff for them.
No, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Santa came early.
Oh, good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, happy chaos. And thank you, everybody, so much for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.